like a minute to look at it. And then you're going to start taking one piece of time.
Moms and daughters kibitz in the activities room as leaders for Girl Scout Troop 10065 set out worksheets for the day's meeting. One mom combs fingers through her daughter's hair as the little girl gestures wildly and tells her mom what appears to be the best story ever.
So, like, this one goes, like, right over here.
The woman stares at her daughter, memorizing her. Before long, the meeting starts.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Dorm six to chow, dorm six to chow.
The moms and daughters share a nervous laugh and work hard to get back to the meeting, which on this day includes activities about expressing feelings, being observant, and learning the features of Girl Scout uniforms from around the world. A big part of Girl Scouts Beyond Bars is doing things that allow the girls and their mothers to look past the setting, at least momentarily. The program has been around nationally since 1992 and in New Hampshire since 2010. Nicole Mullen is with the Girl Scouts of the Green and White Mountains.
You know, we try and have a lot of activities that are Girl Scout related, but it allows them also to interact with their mothers in ways that they really can't when they're just coming to visit.
Another goal, says Mullen, is for the girls to be with other girls who know what it's like to have a mother in prison.
We have about 6 to 7 women and their children signed up. So yeah, it's an incredibly small peer group, and it gives them a place where, you know, they don't have to worry about the fact that they have a parent behind bars. So it offers them peers that they can talk to about anything because they understand what they're going through, which a normal kid probably doesn't.
12-year-old Olivia Bowen says that's one of the hard parts of her life and the best parts of being a member of the Girl Scouts Beyond Bars troop.
It turns out that it's a great peer group, it's a great support group, and you make friends that you wouldn't normally meet and you wouldn't normally know about. You know, it's hard because as women are getting out, the girls are getting out too, so you lose those friends. But then you get to make new friends.
For 2 years, Bowen has been making the drive from Boscawen, where she lives with her guardian, Kim Varney. Bowen's mother, Holly Wheatley, is serving a minimum of 7 years at the state prison for embezzlement.
I get a better sense of comfort that my mom and me share because we've always been super close and we both know that this is the time that we get to spend together and with other girls and moms, and it's just a fun time that we have with each other. I think that it's a good learning process for both of us so that we both get equal amounts of child and mom time, and we both know what's going on in each other's lives and stuff.
Organizers say that's precisely the goal, but they also say they try to keep the meetings light and busy, so there's no time to talk about things that might hurt the girls.
The best part would probably be hanging with my mom. Being with my mom. That's my favorite part about it.
9-year-old Jade LeBlanc's mother, Nicole LeBlanc, murdered ex-boyfriend Richard Mannion Jr. in 2011 by shooting him in the head as he slept. LeBlanc is serving 35 years to life.
And I don't want her to be, you know, sitting at home and distraught and, you know, crying about me not being there and stuff. I want her to be okay. I want her to be that confident, beautiful little girl that I know she is.
Girl Scouts together, that is our song.
The end of the meeting comes. The group holds hands and sings one last song. Afterwards, the moms and daughters hold each other tight one more time and promise to keep in touch. For Word of Mouth, I'm Melanie Plenda.
Live in our creed, Girl Scouts together in every good deed. Girl Scouts together. Happy are we, friendly to neighbors far o'er the sea, faithful to come.